The following are three articles on the Archaeological Day School put on by Amy Wilson. Amy Wilson is back in the area. After graduation from GCCS, she took a double major in Archaeological Studies and Anthropology with a minor in Museum Studies at SUNY Potsdam. At Potsdam, she was a teaching assistant to the university's Archaeological Field School, located on former President James Madison's plantation in Montpelier, Virginia. And since Potsdam, she has won the Gilman Scholarship, attended the American University in Cairo, earned a master's at the University of Bristol, and presented her dissertation at the American Research Center in Egypt. Now she is back and has offered to teach an Archaeological Day School for us provided there is enough interest. This class would provide an introduction to the same archaeological field methods I taught students in the field school. It would undoubtedly be a fun learning experience for all of us. I would tailor the course so that any participant could apply these skills to a site located on their own property, should he or she choose to do so. For more information, contact Amy at P.O. Box 925, North Blenheim, New York, 12131, amywilson@gmail.com, or by phone at 518-231-2625. The second article, Archaeological Day School. Amy Wilson. The Archaeological Day School, hosted by Amy Wilson, will take place on Saturday, September 29, 2007 at Royal Oak Farm, 1827 State Route 30, North Blenheim, New York. The day school will begin at 10 with a brief introduction to archaeology, followed by hands-on practice with artifact identification. Please bring any personal artifact collections for discussion by Amy and the class. Afterward, there will be a break for a lunch. Be sure to bring a hearty bag lunch, and the rest of the day will be spent using archaeological field methods to detect the original location of Fink's Hotel, a historic tavern on the river road that played host to both the sheriffs and the Indians during the anti-rent wars. It figured centrally in Mayhem's The Anti-Rent War on Blenheim Hill, and copies of that reprint will be available. The hotel was subsequently moved and became the Wilson Farmhouse. Please dress warmly, layers are best, wear old clothes that may get dirty, and bring a bag lunch. In the event of rain, the day school will take place on the following day, Sunday, September 30, 2007. Most important, please RSVP by Thursday, September 20, 2007 to amywilson@gmail.com to let her know you will be attending. This is necessary to make sure that enough equipment is available. Remember, you can simply observe, or participate fully throughout the day. The goal is to learn and have fun. This free event is open to the public. The third article, Archaeological Day School. Amy Wilson. On Saturday, September 29, the Archaeological Day School was hosted by Amy Wilson at Royal Oak Farm, North Blenheim, New York. The day began with an introduction to archaeology and practice with artifact identification, during which various pre-contact and historic artifacts were shown and passed around by the participants. After a short break for a lunch, the remainder of the afternoon was spent utilizing archaeological field methods in hopes of detecting the original location of the Fink Hotel, which later became the Wilson Farmhouse. The approach employed the use of shovel test pits excavated at close intervals across the suspected location of the former hotel. Each shovel test was 40 centimeters, 15 inches closing parenthesis in diameter, and when possible, was excavated into sterile subsoil. The soils from each test were sifted through fine hardware cloth screens and examined for cultural materials. After each test was completed, the soil levels were recorded according to their texture, color, and depth below ground surface. When artifacts were found, they were relegated to the stratum from which they were collected and bagged separately. In all, three shovel tests were excavated along a single transect oriented north-south and parallel to New York State Route 30. The plow zone contained within these tests was a dark brown silt loam, while the subsoil below the plow zone was a dark yellowish-brown compact sandy silt. The archaeological remains of a historic late slate walkway was identified within the first shovel test, directly aligned to the existing front door of the farmhouse, which is also visible in early 20th century photographs of the farm. The third shovel test, closest to the existing driveway to the farm, recovered a high concentration of historic artifacts, such as brick fragments, funnel bone fragments, various ceramics, for example, Jackfield, stoneware, and whiteware, coal/charcoal, glass, metal fragments, mortar, and shell fragments. The most interesting finds were the fragments of a kaolin pipe, which displayed a pattern of parallel lines on the bowl. This test was expanded into a 1x1 square meter unit of excavation. Upon removal of the second stratum, an anomaly was detected within the soil, which may be indicative of the former building footprint of the Fink Hotel. Such a hypothesis could not be confirmed without further excavation, so in the interest of time, and more importantly, to preserve the archaeological integrity of the site, the excavation of the unit was terminated at this point, and the stratum was sealed with plastic. The archaeological remains of the former Fink Hotel is a significant component of the historical fabric of North Blenheim. The hotel functioned throughout the 19th century and played host to both the local settlers and the king's tax collectors during the anti-rent wars. The Archaeological Day School confirmed the suspected location of the former hotel. Over the summer I may be hosting a similar sort of program in the area. If you or any of the GHS members would be interested in participating, please feel free to let me know at amiemwilson@gmail.com.